Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are glad that you are hanging out with us. You can watch us on watch670thescore.com. We're broadcasting live from our culinary studio here at The Score as our regular air studios go through a little bit of a retrofitting. Hopefully by July, we'll be back in our studios. But so far, so good. You can see what it looks like at 670thescore.com and see what I'm working with. I'm excited to talk with our next guest. Brian Baldinger is now one of our insiders on radio.com. You know, The Score is radio.com sports station. He's got a new podcast on radio.com called The Football Insiders, the off-season edition. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford, check out 500 new and used vehicles. And now Brian joins me here on The Score. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, Lawrence. Good to be with you, man. Thanks.
I have so many questions for you that are okay. more X and O, but I wanted to ask you this first. They just celebrated the Bears 100, so the 100 seasons of football with the Chicago Bears this past weekend. I want to ask you two questions about this. One, who was the Bear that you least like lining up against?
McMichael, Mongo. I mean, he was just Stephen Michael was just a really crafty player. He never stopped talking. He'd get underneath your skin. He was really, really good. Him and Hampton inside in the fridge. He just gave me fits. I mean, he was just a difficult guy to go up against on any given Sunday.
Okay, now I want you to switch hats, or I guess helmets, a helmet for a hat. I want you to turn into Brian Baldinger, the broadcaster. Of all the games that you called of Bears football, once you became a broadcaster, who was the player that you most like watching?
I'd have to say Urlacher. I mean, I like Brian personally, but I just like the way he played. I like the way he led. You know, he was when your middle linebacker is lightning fast, your defense is fast. He played on a lot of really good defenses. I would have to say Brian was probably my favorite. But I mean, that's not to take away from a lot of, you know, Olin Krutz was a favorite of mine. I mean, there's a lot of guys I really enjoyed watching, but I'd probably have to say Brian at this point.
Okay, well, it was a fun celebration over the weekend. I just wanted to get your perspective since you've seen it from a couple different areas. The main reason that I wanted to invite you on, so I've been doing some reading, obviously trying to learn as much about what the Bears do offensively as I can since Matt Nagy came in and took over. I was reading a book about hybrid defenses, and it led me down a wormhole of YouTube clips. And there's this great YouTube clip that you guys did over at NFL Films where it's you, Jaws, and Doug Peterson talking about run-pass option, and I thought it was terrific. So I wanted to ask you, one, and I know that the offenses aren't exactly alike, but they're pretty close in what they do. What did you learn about what Doug Peterson wants to do with run-pass option stuff and the stuff that you've seen from what the Bears do with what Peterson and others had done before?
Well, I mean, the concepts of run-pass option have been around. It's been taken to a different level now because of what linemen are doing. I mean, linemen can really sell the run right now. And really, when you ask an offense, because the play will come in as an RPO into the huddle. So the line really doesn't know if you're going to run it or throw it. It's the quarterback's decision based on what the defense is showing them. But almost every offensive lineman will tell you that they can't go wrong by being the best run blocking on that play that they can be. And then it's up to the quarterback to decide where it goes. And it's put the good inside linebackers and safeties in quicksand right now. They're really frozen during some of these contests right now when they're not really sure what's going to happen. And it's really up to the defense right now to sort of make the next move in this chess match that's going on.
How disciplined do offensive linemen have to be on that play because defensive players are already complaining that it's unfair. It's an unfair advantage. But to make sure that they don't get penalized, how disciplined do offensive linemen have to be?
Well, I mean, you gotta know that you can't be that far downfield. I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll be running a scoop block and you can be 3 yards down the field. You can get good push. And, you know, I mean, they're not really enforcing it. And that's one of the reasons why RPOs are really flourishing. But they're really technically not supposed to be more than a yard down the field. So it's up to really – and it's hard. It's hard to officiate because there's no umpire in the middle of the field. They're behind the line of scrimmage now. So it's very difficult for the officials to officiate that play. So the linemen – are kind of pushing it. In college, forget it. It's out of control in college. But in the NFL, I mean, it's kind of difficult to monitor right now, so it really favors the offense.
If you were a defensive coordinator, what would be your way of trying to slow down some of those RPO looks?
Well, I think man coverage kind of can eliminate a lot of it. You know, I mean, you're just man coverage. I mean, you take away the inside slant and just jump that slant because that's really where the ball is going most of the time. I mean, the Eagles kind of had a version. And other teams are evolving now where they're throwing some out cuts instead of the in cut, but it's just a little easier for the quarterback to either put the ball in the belly and just give throw type movement. And the throw is usually the quick slant to the, you know, the slot receiver or tight end, whatever it might be. But if you take that inside route away, it's going to hamstring the quarterback. If you make him just double clutch just once, I mean, that play is going to be eaten if you're looking to throw it.
So what's the demand for on the quarterbacks in these systems? And why are the best guys at it the best guys at it? Like even you were looking at in this particular video, you guys were looking at video of Nick Foles, and one wouldn't think, oh, well, Nick Foles is the perfect guy to run this system. But he clearly is one of the best to run this system now, considering the success that he's had in this. So what does a quarterback need to succeed in this offense?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, it's not really a quarterback option to run. So don't think of the Deshaun Watsons or the guys that can really run with the ball. It's not really – it can be an option. Carson Wentz can pull it and run it. Deshaun Watson can pull it and run it. You can have three options. But for the most part, it's really just good eyes and good footwork and knowing what you're looking at and selling the fake. You know, it's up to the running back if he doesn't get the ball to remove himself – from the play. And so the running back has to kind of play a part in this thing too. But really it's just the quarterback's ability just to see what the defense is doing with his eyes up down the field. Some guys are a lot better at keeping their eyes down the field than others. But as soon as your eyes drop as a quarterback in this business now, the play is done. You're not going to make a good play. So you're watching Baker and Mahomes. These guys, they ran these systems in their air raid system at Oklahoma and Texas Tech. And so, you know, they've got a kind of a head up because they've been doing it at a pretty high level in the college game. It wasn't really that big of a transformation for them to do at the NFL level.
So these young kids who are playing the position in high school, if the trend continues and there isn't a pushback from the defenses, they're at a distinct advantage than maybe quarterbacks who were in different systems.
Yeah, but I don't think it's anything. I mean, Tom Brady can run the system. You know, I mean, he's running just about every kind of system there is. But they really went to a spread shotgun offense where they started studying what Urban Meyer was doing in Florida, and they've implemented that. They're a team that really likes in cuts a lot. You know, you think about Edelman and Wes Welker, some of these guys that have flourished with 100-plus catches a year, and the routes that they're running, they're all running option routes and pivot routes, everything kind of to the inside. That's kind of where the ball is going. Rarely does it go, you know, down the field and outside the numbers. And so he can run that just as well as anybody else. I mean, I don't think that it takes a particular type of athlete in order to excel at that type of read.
What did you think of what the Bears were able to do offensively last year, and what's kind of the next thing that they need to do to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender?
Well, I mean, first of all, they hit on every free agent they brought in. whether it was Gabriel or Trey Burton or Allen Robinson or Anthony Miller in the draft. I mean, all four of those guys came in and contributed right away. That's rare that you're taking guys and they're plugging them into a brand-new system with a second-year quarterback, a first-year starter, really, and making this thing go. And I thought that was really – so I thought there must be some really great teaching going on. Guys are on the same page. And then I thought that, you know, the ability that Trubisky has to extend plays is about as good as any quarterback in the league. I don't know how many first downs he ran for, but it was a lot. Extending drives and killing teams on third downs. And then I just think the way that they're, you know, that they use, you know, the running backs. And you're going to see David Montgomery at Iowa State this year. And I do Big 12 games on Saturday, and this guy has got incredible contact balance. And I think that's why they were willing to get rid of Jordan Howard. I think they thought they could get a fresher guy in that's a lot like what Kareem Hunt was in Kansas City a couple of years ago, same type of player, same speed, same coach, same system. And he can be, you know, just a rotation back with what else they have there.
It's so funny because everyone that I've talked to about David Montgomery, Brian, has kind of said the same thing that you has. I had one guy say the guy's Superman. So you saw him up close. What makes him so special?
Well, I'm just that. I mean, when I say contact balance, I mean, he is a difficult guy to tackle. And you can hit him, and he bounces off a lot of tackles. He keeps himself alive. He spins. He's got a strong lower body. He's got incredible balance. You know, I mean, there's very little he can't do with the ball, and he doesn't fumble. He traps the ball to his body, and he's a complete team guy. I mean, if you want him to block, he can block. If you want him to catch, he can catch it out of the backfield. I mean, he's a real all-around back. He's just the only thing he lacks is he doesn't have great speed. But Kareem Hunt didn't have great speed. I mean, all these guys, guy in Pittsburgh was a 4.65 guy. Kareem Hunt was a 4.62 guy. Montgomery's a 4.63 guy. I mean, they're all in the 4.6s, but it's their balance and their ability to run between the tackles that is going to make them a good NFL back.
Brian, thanks so much for the conversation. It was good to kind of do some meaty X and O football. I hope that we get the chance to do this again as the season gets closer.
I do, too. This is what I love doing.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm sure this is what people can check out on your podcast, The Football Insiders, with Brian Baldinger. He's my guest. Thank you so much for jumping on the show.
Okay, take care, Lawrence. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.